KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The KZN man has begun serving six life sentences for mass murder. Stembiso Mthimkhulu shot members of his family at their home in Eshowe 3 years ago. Two children aged 8 and 10 years old were among the victims. Mthimkhulu fled the scene and was later caught in Greytown, where he'd gone to see a traditional healer. Spokesperson for the NPA in KZN, Natasha Kara, says the sentences were handed down in the Pietermaritzburg High Court.
In addition to the sentence, he was declared unfit to possess a firearm. The NPA commends the work done by the prosecution and the police. We hope that stringent sentences like this conveys our commitment to the fight against crime.
Eskom says Unit 5 at the Matla Power Station in Mpumalanga has been taken offline as a precautionary measure. This after 9 people were injured, one of them critically, in a transformer explosion at Unit 6 last night. The utility says emergency protocols were activated and technical teams will continue to assess the situation today. The country's load shedding status, it says, remains unchanged. The South African Communist Party says there's a need to define its new role in the National Democratic Revolution under the ANC-led alliance. The SACP is holding a special congress this week in Boksburg for the first time since its alliance partner lost the general elections. General Secretary Solly Mapaila.
Having suffered this huge loss together as forces of the alliance, we have entered a new period in our country. Some people have called this new period a new liberation struggle.
The mayor of Kwarakuza municipality is urging locals to reinvest in infrastructure development. Mayor Musi Ngidi says skills training will go a long way in supporting small businesses. He was speaking at a business engagement in Balito yesterday.
The issues that we need to focus on, we need to pay attention to issues of infrastructure development, particularly roads and energy. Issues of skills development and training, particularly in areas of technology, manufacturing, and tourism, the issue of access to finance, particularly for our SMEs and cooperatives.
And the White House has hinted that President Joe Biden's discussing the possibility of more preemptive pardons. In a sweeping declaration, the outgoing leader yesterday announced he'll commute the sentences of nearly 1,500 non-violent offenders. The move's described as one of the largest acts of clemency in modern history. Biden says America was built on the promise of possibility and second chances. Earlier this month, Biden pardoned his son Hunter, despite previously insisting he wouldn't, prompting anger from both sides of the political divide. Those getting relief from the president include a decorated military veteran, a nurse, and an addiction counselor. Back home, conditions are warm and partly cloudy at first, with thundershowers expected in the evening. A high of 26 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg 24, Richards Bay 30. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.